Hello, darling. I was told by a certain someone that you need some help with your brain. Don't fret, it's a very common problem. You see, lots of people actually come to me for that all the time. Sometimes our heads just get a little wonky, out of sorts, dysfunctional, but I'm here to fix that. Even better yet, you don't have to do a single thing. Just let Dolly take care of you and sort that dumb little brain out. You're 100% safe here, safe in my office, reclining oh so comfortably on your chair or your bed, making sure to slow your breathing, slow your mind, and let. Excuse me. This is so embarrassing. I wasn't expecting company. Just let me finish strapping this onto your head. Okay. Now, whatever you do, don't move too suddenly. This device can be very finicky, and we don't want it doing anything too drastic to that brain of yours. Now, let me go get that. Oh, sorry if my cat bothers you. He's a little rascal and he likes to knock things over, but as long as you don't let him near the equipment, you should be totally fine. Okay, be right back. You just stay comfortable. Oh, hello there, Silly Billy. Nice to meet you. Or meet me. Let's not think about this too hard. See, I'm you. The new version of you. Or what's gonna be the new version of you? I can hear your old thoughts in there. Very naughty. Thinking of dumb, stupid stuff when you should focus on me. Wait, this was an accident? You came in for a normal checkup. God, that's so silly. A kitty caused the device to turn on. Aww. Was it cute? Oh, right, focus. Well, this is good news. Being a bimbo like me is so fun. I'm sure you're gonna just love it. Oh my god. Now, we're gonna start the brain draining segment, which is one of my faves. As you sit there, breathing in and out, slowly and steadily, you'll notice that my words have a certain pull to them, like a silly bimbo vacuum that's currently sucking out all those boring thoughts. If you want, though, you can try and hold on to a bunch of thoughts at once. It'll be like a game. I love games. Try and focus on your legs now as you continue to breathe slowly and steadily. They're beginning to feel so heavy. So relaxed,
almost like you couldn't move them. Maybe you really could if you wanted to, but why would you? Every part of your body is just driving you to stay still, motionless, bound. And as you keep this fresh in your memory, along with the steadiness of your breathing, notice how it begins to spread to your arms now. So heavy, so relaxed. Getting your brain drained is uber relaxing. Focus on the temperature of the room too. How it feels, how comfortable you are, how safe you are in Dolly's office. There's even a cute kitty. You're doing so good. Such a good girl. Doing so wonderful. Keeping all those wonderfully calming ideas in your head at once, because you want to prove that you can keep your thoughts, right? Add in the heaviness of your head, how it's starting to sink down into the cushions, sink down into oblivion. Feels so good. Let's add one more, just because I think you're good at games. So you focus on all these things, not letting them leave your head. Now, try to focus on how tiring this all is. How tiring it is to keep 7 things constantly cycling through your head. I know it's very exhausting. My words, your breathing, the temperature, how deliciously heavy your arms are, your legs are, how heavy your head is, how relaxed, how it's just sinking into happy, heavy bliss. Now, as you continue to try and keep all of these in the forefront of your mind at the same time, I'd just like to remind you that it is possible to let go. It's possible to stop thinking of all these things and just focus on my words. Doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't that sound like a release of all that tension, all that effort? Here, about when I snap my fingers and say the word sleep, you can just drop all of that silly thinking at once and only try to focus on my words. I know that sounds nice. Thinking of all these things at once is just so tiring. You don't know when I could say the word that's going to release you from all this effort, but you know that you're excited for it, aren't you? You're awfully excited to sleep. Dropping deeper and deeper, just sleep. Good girl, following me down, nice and relaxed. Nice and deep, feeling so good, now that you can only focus on my words. So relaxing now that you're only focusing on my words as you sleep. Very good. You're being such a good girl. Just feeling yourself drop, plummet, dive, deeper and deeper, better and better. The deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. Very good. I know, personally, after a nice trip to the salon, I just love to sleep. Very good. Now, my job is to get rid of all these silly memories, just for like a moment though. Gotta have you nice and mindless for the conditioning. I mean, what? Gosh, I'm so silly. Okay, feel me, exploring your memories now, touching them with my own 2 hands, touching your life experiences. It's pleasurable, isn't it? Every memory I touch, every memory I pop, just fills you with warm arousal. Like this one here, it's a big one. I think there must be like 10 years of memories in this one. Just let me push on it. Push super hard. Feeling the first 10 years of your life growing fuzzy, foggy, getting hard to remember, getting harder and harder, and gone. You can't remember the first 10 years of your life anymore. There may be a few stragglers, but the more you try to remember, the more you just forget, the more you're blank. You would stress, but it just feels so good. Am I wrong? Let's spend the next 10 years right here, ages 10 to 20. Very nice. Let me just push. Getting so foggy. Your entire adolescence, your teen years, just growing so foggy, so dreamy, so hard to remember. That one was easier. You can't remember the first 20 years of your life. Very good. It feels better and better, doesn't it? Having thoughts can just be so stressful. You know that I'm doing what's right, that I know what's best for you, that I know how to make you feel so good as you sleep. Deeper and deeper, continuing to fall deeper and deeper into trance, submerging yourself even deeper into my words as you continue to forget. Ew, what's this thingy? Looks like I found the rest of your life. All the memories in your head that you have left are right here. What if I just tickle it a little? Does that feel funny? I bet. Now, I'm just gonna push a bit more, a bit harder, feeling everything grow so foggy, so faint. I wonder how long it takes until... Aha! There it is. You can't remember anything about your entire life. Even if there are a few stragglers, feel yourself feel as if maybe they were dreams or maybe someone else's life. You aren't too sure. So confusing. So stressful. It'd be better if you stopped thinking about it as you sleep. Very good, girl. No need to worry about that. Having no thoughts is so much easier. Now, my favorite part begins. I get to replace all that empty space with pretty, pink, colorful me. You and I are gonna get really well we're gonna be best friends. Now that your head is empty, I bet it's so much easier to feel my presence now, isn't it? Like a warm pink glow is coming from your head. So fuzzy, so warm, so pleasurable. That's me. Don't you want to feel that all the time? I bet you do. I'm just gonna get settled, nice and cozy. But it looks like we're gonna have to do this piece by piece. Let's start with the most important part. You're gonna get my smarts now, or my lack of smarts. You're gonna feel that, aren't you? The feeling as if you dropped out of high school, maybe. Maybe you just never were that good. I know I wasn't, and you're me, so that makes sense. Feeling all those old dummy smarts draining out of your head so much so that every time I snap my fingers, you can feel 10 IQ points just draining out of your head, and it feels so good. Very good. Feel all those dumb smarts just trickling out every time you hear. Beginning to feel foggy, fuzzy, getting confused, even a little giggly as you continue to. Oh, that's such a cute smile you have on your face now. Such a dumb, cute little smile. Gosh, you're gonna be the cutest. That should be, good enough, I think. I might have gone a little overboard, though. Lol, it's okay, though. I bet you're just feeling wonderful. Like a silly little dum-dum, like me, feeling like a total bimbo. Because that's what you are. That's what we are. such a good girl. Now that you're so utterly dumb, so ditzy, so cute, I feel like next I should. Ew, here it is. I found it. The source of your arousal. Seems pretty boring right now. We totally can't have that. You need to be horny, like, all the time. Especially for cock. Oh, sorry. Getting distracted. As you continue to relax, as you continue to fall into my words, feel me just raise that dial, the dial responsible for your arousal. Every click of the dial raising it further and further. At the 10th turn of the dial, you'll be insatiable, a true nymphomaniac. Horny to please and please others, desperate to be good, desperate to obey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Feeling so horny. Hornier than you've ever felt in your life. You just need a cock in your mouth. You need to service somebody. You need to feel useful. 7, 8, 9. Are you ready? My greedy little nympho. The point of no return coming up. This one being the most powerful, pure, unbridled sexual energy ready to dominate all of your senses. I hope you're ready. Feeling so fucking desperate. Pretty much live for pleasing people, don't you? Servicing their sexual needs and coming nonstop, coming forever. You need to please, you need to serve, you need to obey. Such a good girl. You're starting to look more like me with every moment. How are you feeling? I bet you feel so good. I know you feel so good. Like a horny, dumb, greedy bimbo slut, ready to serve her masters. As you continue to sleep, as you continue to go deeper and deeper, you feel that you only have a bit more to go until you're ready, until you're perfect. Yes, I said perfect. Because you know, a bimbo doll like you should strive only for perfection. You need to be an object of desire. So you can please as many people as possible. You need to be the best whore you can be. You know what I'm saying is the truth. Why wouldn't it be? I am you, aren't I? So, from now on, you're going to feel as if you should constantly monitor your eating habits. Make sure you're eating enough, but healthy. Make sure that you keep yourself well-toned, fit, and properly groomed. You're a dumb slut, a dumb whore who needs to be objectified, used and treated like a silly bimbo. You love when people talk down on you. You love noticing just how much of a silly ditz you are. It just makes you want to giggle because it's like so funny. Feeling this so deep inside your core, feeling this is the truth and nothing but the truth. Ooh, almost forgot. We should totally pick like a new name to call us by. Make sure it's something cute and silly like Candy. Or kitty. Or maybe titties. Oh my god. Titties is such a funny name. We'll think on it. But just remember that we need to pick a dumb, silly name for a bimbo like us. All of this beginning to sink in, being obeyed and then forgotten. Entering deep into your subconscious. The contents of the session growing foggy, distant, hard to reach. You can remember bits and pieces, but you'll never be able to fully recall the entirety of this session. The only way to maybe help remember is, ooh, I know, listen to it again. Maybe then you'll remember. Listen to it every day. It's gotta help us remember, right? All of this sinking in is the truth and nothing but the truth. Getting ready to wake up as a silly, giggly, and horny bimbo doll. Ready to please, ready to come, ready to fuck. Starting to drift towards wakefulness as I count down to 1. 5, 4, drifting up, 3, starting to become aware of your surroundings, 2, 1, wake up, time to go have fun.